Well, let's go across the country now to San Francisco, which has been under lockdown for days. Mina Kim of KQED joins us now. Mina, give us a sense of how it's going there.
Well, for the most part, people in the Bay Area have been heeding the shelter-in-place order. You can tell because subways, buses, they're practically empty. All the major freeways, the traffic is really light. But the shelter-in-place order does let people go for a walk, hike, walk their dogs, as long as they keep 6 feet of distance between you and others. And I think that's been really the hardest thing for Bay Area folks to do, because you're supposed to stay close to home, but people are feeling pretty cooped up. So this right. past weekend, they did flock to beaches, parks. And so on Sunday, Marin actually closed its parks. Marin is home to Muir Woods, the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, and they did end up closing all their parks.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation because people do get cooped up, and just for mental health, it's nice to get outside, but at the same time, you don't want people gathering together in crowds. San Francisco's public health department is also going on a nurse hiring spree. In terms of personnel and equipment, how prepared are hospitals in the Bay Area?
Well, I would say, Jeremy, that they're actively preparing for a surge of patients. We aren't there yet, but they've been procuring hospitals. You know, we're waiting for a Navy ship from the feds here. We also have brought back a local hospital, Seton Medical in Daly City, that was set to close. That's going to be leased by the state for use now. But I think, you know, one of the hardest things is as we ramp up and try to get all these additional beds for a possible to try to deal with a possible shortage. I mean, it requires people to staff them, and those people need to have personal protective gear to care for people. And that's been really hard to get for frontline health workers. But what's been really heartening is that the community has really stepped up. You know, the Bay Area is home to a lot of wildfires, and so there are a lot of people with masks, face masks. Mm-hmm. So they are donating them in large numbers, which is great, but we also still need gloves, gowns, face shields here for staffers, and so we're still hoping that, you know, the promises from the state and feds that supplies are on their way will actually come through.
That is Mina Kim with member station KQED in San Francisco. Mina, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.